It's beautiful.
Oh shit, Alex. Oh shit, it's time. It's fucking time. Don't you hear the music? You can't hear the music because I'm gonna edit it and post, you fucking loser. We're fucking back. That's not the music. The music is probably done now.
It's the music I'm going to because I can't hear shit right now.
Anyways, we're back. And as you can see, we're not live because being live sucked. Quote us on that.
It was lovely being live. Oh, now I can say out so fucking well.
Now I can say words like this, like because you can't hear what I said because I edited it out. And look, you really can't hear what I said now with my mouth because it's covered. You fucking fuck you, eat my ass. You know, some of those words may have been left in. Some of them may have been edited out. We don't fucking know.
You're saying such nice things to everyone. Why? That's so unlike you.
I don't know. I don't want them to know
how I feel. Why are you so cheery today? Like, jeez.
I'm just glowing.
I know this is like... Yeah. I mean, you don't have the light of God behind you anymore, but like...
Hey, you're still glowing. Hey, speaking of eating ass... do you want to hear my idea for a new musical?
Sure.
It is Pride Month, Alex, obviously. And as such, I've come up with a modern rendition of the classic musical Oklahoma. I'm going to call it Oklahoma Sexual. All the songs are just going to input gay things into it, right? Like... sucking butts or licking eyebrows. No, yeah, you know, all the normal stuff,
all the basics,
yeah, all the stuff that they do every day, all the based actions, as I call them. Fucking based. Woo, that's fucking rad.
Based and red pilled.
All the cowboys are gonna wear assless chaps, obviously.
The quite literal assless chaps.
Quite literal. You're gonna see everything.
I don't think people are going to be mad about that.
Oh my god,
is it going to be big buff cowboys and like that kind? That'll be
a mix, really. It's a musical. Are you going to get big buff cowboys? No.
No. They're going to be like get slightly buff.
They're going to be the type of people who go to a Mumford & Sons concert and drink IPAs. Fucking disgusting. I think that would be good. Like, you know, you go up to see the play and it's like, "Oh, look, an extra treat," because this today cowboy extra number 3 didn't wipe, and that's on full display. Look at that fucking streak.
Oh yeah, that's true. What do they ride for horses though? Do they have those like
other men wooden horse? It's just someone getting fucked in the ass on stage. Yeah.
Oh, that's how they hold on. One guy's just clenching real hard on him.
No, they do. Right. They put like a muzzle saddle on it so you can pull back. Whoa, Nelly. Anyways, I think this would be a hit. You know what? If you could bring kids to drag race, fucking drag shows, why can't you set up Oklahoma Sexual on Broadway? I think it would be a hit. People would go see it.
It would probably be a hit. I gotta be honest, like, who wouldn't go and see that?
Oklahoma Sexual, that's a good one. I gotta make a fake ad for that
now, starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
That would be more like some Woody Allen film. Like a Broadway of Woody Allen, because he does like, just like Woody Allen, he likes him young. Not as young as Woody Allen, but still young.
Well, it'd probably start out as a musical and then get turned into a movie. Let's be honest there. Like, come on. They're not making...
They just start filming a movie of the musical. Like, it's just... There's an actual sound stage behind the performing stage. Just turns into a fucking movie.
It can be done that way, but I was
Has anyone actually tried to do that? Like...
Oh, idea. Just record a musical and have it turned into a movie? Yeah, I believe that's Hamilton did that.
Okay, I fuck believe that. It's on Disney No. But theirs is just filming the musical. That's not a film. That's just a musical being filmed. The only difference between that and my iPhone out of Cats filming is that Disney had better production values than my fucking iPhone. Okay. No, I mean like just straight up switch pace. I mean like I want to see somebody basically doing the scene from Singing in the Rain on a soundstage, and then it cuts to like a Sylvester Stallone fucking action film, just like helicopters blowing up. I want totally two different, just somehow loosly transitioned into each other.
But it's well transitioned too.
Or like a musical transitions
at the perfect moment to an action movie.
Like Rocky the Musical. That would suck. That would suck.
I can see it working out. Rocky the Musical. I can see it working out.
Somebody would do that. They tried to do a fucking Spider-Man musical. They didn't care when like four Spider-Mans got paralyzed in a row. They're like, I still think we could make this work.
Wait, what?
Did you not hear about the Spider-Man musical? You search up please. The Spider-Man musical right now, man.
Oh God!
I forget what it's called. It was like Spider-Man something in the dark. It was bad, dude. People kept getting hurt.
Turn off the dark.
Is that what it's called? Turn off the dark. That can't be what it's called.
Became a theatrical disaster.
Yeah, it was really bad, man. Yeah, I can't believe you never heard about this. This was
10 years ago. The show Spider-Man Turn Off Dark had an ill-fated first preview on Broadway. It's the beginning of its journey to becoming a legendary debacle, writes Nicholas Barber.
I want to know how many people got injured, because it was more than five, I'm pretty sure. They may have went through five different Spider-Mans.
Come on, just tell me where the injury is.
Just search up Spider-Man musical injuries footage. I want to fucking watch them.
Spider-Man musical.
No, don't search up the footage part, but injuries.
I am searching up the injury.
Yeah. There was some pretty nasty ones. I think someone got crushed with something. I don't remember.
So just from like, just from a headline, the second headline that came up, somebody suffered four broken ribs, a hairline skull fracture, a broken scapula, a bruised lung, three cracked vertebrae, and broken bones from his fall.
Holy shit! That was one person. I think he got hit by a fucking train. How far did he fucking fall from the, like, a skyscraper? Jesus fucking Christ. What the fuck? That, you know, that is a good musical, though, I have to say. Definitely worth it. You watched it. I didn't know I could see a man get his lung pierced by his own ribs in a fucking Broadway show. 10 out of 10.
That was a fall that broke it, that did it, all that to that one guy.
That was just one person's injuries. They just died, basically. Holy shit. At what point do you get so many injuries at the same time that your body is just like, nah, I'm done?
After 3 years, six injuries, $75 million, Spider-Man musical ends.
Six injuries. They wasted $75 million. One guy got fucking murked. Overall, I think it was a big success.
Can you just tell me all the different injuries, really?
I don't know.
God.
Anyway, but you know what? To be fair, Cats was basically a film equivalent of what Spider-Man was to musicals.
So it really fits, was worse. You know? I think it was worse.
Well, Cats. We had to see James Corden as a humanized cat. It was fucking gross.
Also, him near naked, so I think that also kind of throws more into the gutter.
And he was just in it, and that was bad enough.
Yeah, we didn't need to see him.
We didn't need to see him. Go back to fucking Mexico, wherever the fuck you came from.
You go back to your talk shows that pretty much nobody watches.
Hello, my name is James Gordon. I am from Mexico. Yes. My name is Juarez, Mexico. That is where I'm from. My name is James Gordon. Dude, Mexican James Corden is fucking sick. Would you like to do the capo karaoke? I have some ranchero music for you.
Oh wait, isn't there gang music on, like, oh, what was it? I think you told me about it. On the radios in Mexico, isn't there certain channels have, like, music for their cartels or something?
I mean, probably. I don't remember saying that.
I heard it somewhere.
The cartels probably own the radio stations. They got enough fucking money.
Most definitely, but it's like, oh, who did I hear it from? No, the radio stations
used to, like, get super high power down in, like, Tijuana and shit. And because they were outside of U.S. regulations, they would just blast it over the fucking border because there's no way of stopping it, that signal. So they would just, like, you'd be able to hear them in, like, fucking Manitoba at night. Yeah, they used to do that, but I don't think the fucking cartels were fucking buying it. Are they buying up radio stations? It seems like a waste of money.
Not buying or anything. I'm pretty sure they were just blasting it over. I'm not sure. I don't remember where I feel like you're mixing up from.
I feel like you're mixing up like four different fucking things here.
Maybe. We know
Dude,
how
then,
I go.
Do you remember when the cartel killed Spider-Man on the Broadway show and then James Corden came out and sucked his own dick? Yeah, that was a pretty fun time, wasn't it? What'd they call that? Homosexual?
If James Corden wasn't there, that would have been a good night.
James Corden is like a less scary version of Ellen. Both are insufferable.
What happened to Ellen anyways? I know she had... Didn't she have a bunch of legal lawsuits?
She was smacking the fuck out of interns. She turned into a fucking, like, scary lady, okay? She was fucking
crazy.
Well,
she was always a scary lady. She just didn't show it on TV.
Look, I know you're scared of lesbians still, Alex, but their lifestyles are not scary, okay? They just go fly fishing together. They're like normal men, okay? They do all the things normal women do, like go to Bass Pro Shop and buy car parts, you know? All those things. Do their own oil changes. You know, these are just the things that lesbians do. Like
mow the
other
lawn.
Women. Yeah. No, she was pretty abusive to her fucking staff, like screaming at them and yelling.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know how do you live through the rest of your life knowing that the lady who does shitty dances on TV made you cry? You know, like, at that point,
I don't think you can.
I'd just kill myself. Like, one, I wouldn't get to that point. The only way Ellen's gonna make me cry is she fucking straps a car battery to my nuts. Alright? She's like the female equivalent of the fucking Six Flags dancing bald guy, okay? Like, I don't give
a
fuck.
Six Flags dancing bald guy?
You don't remember that? Oh, you don't even remember that. Sick. I'm gonna edit in right now the Six Flags dancing bald guy. Well, who knows? He might be doing something cool. You're gonna have the music playing. I gotta do it quick because
I think that's copyrighted, so
exactly.
I don't think you can.
But if you do it quick enough, they won't get you.
You say. You
well,
say,
if I distort if I distort the music gonna... enough, it won't. It won't count it, you know, whatever. Anyways,
do you remember Ellen's... the music maybe? And
I know it. Don't worry. I know it. Okay. That's the greatest song ever. Okay.
I'm not gonna do your own version of it.
Nope, not gonna do that. Because I can just make a shittier version of the real one out of the real one, and it won't catch the copyright system. Avoided it. Yeah. Fuck. What was I saying?
What? Ellen's shitty dancing and.
Oh yeah, dying. That dumb Ellen. That stupid Ellen. That Ellen. Yes. So anyways, Ellen, that dumb that Ellen, I'm gonna edit all that out. So anyways, Ellen, this fucking idiot who's dancing around like a fucking retard on speed on her goddamn show.
Doing the fucking chicken dance every time.
You know what? I wouldn't put it past her. It's not like she's a good dancer, you know? She's not a good dancer. She's just some old lesbian dancing around.
That everybody, well, a lot of people loved.
It's like, she's reason. Like the target audience of a Joni Mitchell concert. Just old lesbians dancing around. You keep
making references, I'm just like, what the fuck? Joni Mitchell? So fucking Marmalade or whatever.
What? Marmalade? The concert or...
What's the fucking band you said earlier that started with M? I don't fucking know. I don't remember, so I just said Marmalade.
I don't remember what I said earlier anyways. My memory's so short, dude. I don't fucking know.
There's a new band called Marmalade out.
Yeah, that's a pretty shit name. That's like that fucking band Train.
Yeah, my band.
Do you just name yourself after inanimate objects?
Yeah,
I'm gonna name my band. I'm gonna name my band Desk Table.
No, that's my name in the band. The band's name's Marmalade.
Oh, so you're like the Angie. You have your own nickname, Desk Table. Desk hyphen table.
The other guy is Desk Lamp. And then we have Desk Lamp. Computer monitor.
Computer software and engineer number three.
Lastly, we have Ted.
Just Ted. Yeah, just Ted.
Yeah, just Ted.
Anyways, that dumb bitch Ellen. Like, seriously, how do you live with yourself if you cried because Ellen made you cry? How much of a pathetic little... I'm sorry, but you're just too weak to live. Like, you work for Ellen. That's already a strike against you in God's eyes. God doesn't care if you're gay or straight, but if you work for Ellen, you're going straight to fucking hell. There's a special place in hell reserved for Ellen's interns. Okay? And guess who's just below it in ranks? Who's just worse than them in hell? It's fucking Ellen. Okay, yeah. And guess what? So she's gonna Ellen come up and abuse them in hell for all of eternity. Because Ellen is worse than hell. Satan.
What's Ellen's hell then?
She doesn't get to dance. She's being fully restrained from dancing like a fucking retard.
So do they just wheel Ellen to the upper floor and to abuse the
interns? Yeah, it's like Silence of the Lambs. She's got a fucking muzzle launch and foaming from the fucking mouth. Holy just shit.
Wheel her up.
Just Ellen like, got fucking loose in hell. She just bit a fucking demon's throat out. Holy fucking shit.
We need ketamine. We need to tranquilize her. We need some ketamine.
Bro, send a fucking angel hit squad into hell to kill fucking Ellen. That's a film I'm gonna write. I'm gonna get the Pope to fucking pay for it.
What about an angel hit squad going into hell to kill Ellen?
Yes, yeah. I think it'll be a success. I'll call it the Da Vinci Code 2. It's not related to the Da Vinci Code or Dan Brown at all. Just call it
Da Vinci
that.
Code 2.
Yeah, Da Vinci
it's
Code
a brand,
2.
It's a brand new thing.
And it
Tell
ends
me not
in
based
a,
of
it,
anything.
It ends in a synchronized song and dance number.
With
the with whole
everyone
cast.
Killing themselves in the end. All of them pulling out a revolver and just...
No, not like that. It's just people dancing, and then the Angels hit squad pulls out from machine guns, obviously. Just fucking mows them down. Like they're like prisoners in a Chinese work camp.
And Ellen gets away so then they can make the next movie?
The Da Vinci Code Part 3. The Reckoning. I don't fucking know. I'd call it something else. Like, I don't know, fucking...
Angels and Demons Part 2.
Angels and Demons 2. Yeah, I just named them after different Da Vinci Code movies. National Treasure 8.
Exactly, just go down the line.
Oh, this one's called National Treasure 7. I think it's a good one. It does not have anything to do with the original National Treasures, except for the main character is named Nicolas Cage. It's not Nicolas Cage. It's just a guy named him.
Yeah.
It's actually a small black man who plays him.
It'll be as long as the Fast and Furious series too.
Yeah.
It just keeps going and going. And Ellen keeps getting away each time.
The last film is going to be called The Fast and the Furious 10 Part 10. That's what it's going to be called. So that's the goal, really, is to have it go on that fucking long and just suck people's money out of their wallets.
Yeah.
Without me even knowing. Just like Ellen sucks the souls out of her intern's chests. See? It all comes fucking back around, Alex.
It always comes back around.
On to a new topic. Oh, did you see that? Okay, maybe not, because I was talking to Noah earlier. Friend of the podcast, Noah. Friend of the show, Noah. And he was going up to Ottawa today. I was like, oh, you want to come on? He's like, I don't know if I'll be able to. I'm going up to Ottawa right now. I'm like, oh, what are you doing? He's like, strip club, Build-A-Bear, some other things. I'm like, hold on. I'm thinking to myself, hold on a fucking minute. Wait, what?
Starts at a strip club?
That's what I want to know. Are you starting are you going to a strip club, then to Build-A-Bear, then something else? Or are you going to Build-A-Bear first, then bringing said Build-A-Bears to the strip club, and then something? Like, I'm just confused
at the logic. What is something else in this situation, too? What would be the something else?
Also, he was going in the middle of the day. Like, he's coming back down. He's not staying up. So he's going at the strip club at, like, fucking noon. Like, what the fuck? He's got this shit all wrong. That's not a casual, like, I don't know. I might go to Sears, see what they got. Might buy a toaster. I don't know, might check out some new cars, just kind of see what's going on. I don't know,
maybe
drop
check
by
out
the
strip
candy
club. At the
strip
club.
Yeah, I might chill at the strip club, who knows.
Talk to
then
candy
I might go to Panda
bit,
Express and,
Roxy.
Get some fucking food. Like, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with that guy. He's fucked in the head, dude. He's a fucking freak. I'm just gonna say that, he's a goddamn freak.
Why in the middle of the day? I'm stuck on that part. Fucking middle of the day, you go.
Yeah, a middle of the day, you're driving up exclusively for strip clubs and Build-A-Bear, which those two, I don't think anyone has ever said. I'm going to the strip club, then I'm going to Build-A-Bear, and then from there, I don't know where to go.
Imagine going to Build-A-Bear and then going to a strip club, though.
Bringing the Build-A-Bear to the strip club. That's a great idea. I don't think anyone has ever done that.
I mean, you dress the Build-A-Bear at the strip club. I mean,
as a stripper. Build-A-Bear strippers.
Look, come on. It's the perfect place. It's free clothes there.
We've been cruel to sex workers. So now the children of sex workers will be able to have this Build-A-Bear policeman, Build-A-Bear fireman, Build-A-Bear hookers. It all works out. You know?
It's all in the name of equality.
It's not like it was a joke either. He was genuinely serious about this. Which is even more confusing. Because I would probably do that as a joke. But I would never think to myself seriously, like, yeah, I think I might go to a strip club and then build a bear. I'm not going to either of those places alone. Like, you know.
Build a bear alone is weird enough. A strip club, like, you could probably get away with because it's a strip club.
I mean, he's going to get arrested. Have you seen what Noah looks like? He's going to get arrested.
Has he gotten worse in look?
He looks like a homeless man who's been, like, smoking bath salts for, like, a week. He's not going to be allowed in Build-A-Bear.
So he's gone from e-boy to worse, then?
I mean, like, he went so from worse to e-boy, which e-boy is worse, to back to worse, I assume. Yeah. Man needs some help. He's become like a fucking scene kid. He looks like he's gonna go slash his fucking wrists in the fucking Build-A-Bear bathroom.
He casually have a noose around his throat. Not hook he's anything. He's not fully grown.
I mean, look, he's pretty fucking anemic looking.
He's also an adult.
Why is he going to Build-A-Bear? Does he have, like, some nephew we don't know about? Like, that's the only fucking reasonable option to going to Build-A-Bear at his age. Fucking Build-A-Bear, dude. Build-A-Bear. He's 20 years old. So anyways, with that, I guess we'll bid you all adieu. You can check up top here for all of our links. Check all of those out. And we're available on most audio streaming platforms. You know, all your big ones. And with that, we will say adios. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.